a production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program. It is Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday. And you know what? Contemplated on even doing a show today. Just thought we might replay last week's where we talk about a big win for Tyler Reddick because it happened again. Except this time we get to talk about how it's never happened before and maybe never again. A historic three race in a row to kick off the season win streak by Tyler Reddick. Man, Michael Jordan, come on down. 23X Racing having a heck of a beginning to 2026. So we got lots to talk about other than Tyler Reddick, being dominant. SVG actually finishing second for once on a road course. That's got to be some sort of history. And how did everybody else shake out? Plus, more drama comes to light in the Gibbs Racing lawsuit. So, where is a lot to get to? And we're going to do it this hour. So, what do you do? Let's just sit back, relax, and let's get ready for Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. I am Casey, and across from me, they call him the Tyler Reddick of radio. It is none other than Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey, good evening. Happy to be here. How do I get labeled as the Tyler Reddick of radio?
Because you're a winner.
Oh,
that's all you do. All you do is win, win, win. No matter, just like you were telling me how you've been without a wife basically for 2 weeks. That's a win. That is a huge win.
Yeah, I guess it's
the bad thing is
just how you look at it.
And I hope Kim's gonna get this on record. Is how much you said you're enjoying it. That you wish it was this way all the
actually,
time.
Actually, how much I miss her.
That is what was disturbing.
How much I miss her. When you get a little older, you can, what's the word or words? It's easy to adjust than when you're younger. Does that make sense?
Really? I figure that you get more rigid as you get older. When you're young, you just go with the flow.
Well, it seems like when you get older that you don't require as much.
Okay. I got you.
You know? I don't know how else to describe it,
especially
it's best for radio.
You've managed to get a little more laid back.
I guess that's what it is.
A little, getting soft in your older age.
Yeah, I like to think I've gained a little more wisdom as I've gotten
older. A little perspective.
Older.
Okay, yeah. I'm down with that.
Yeah. So, how was the weekend?
You know what? Not as good as Shane or as Tyler Reddick's. Better maybe than the SVG's with the second place. No, it was a good weekend. I was at Mass. Didn't see you there.
I caught it on TV Sunday morning.
Okay.
I didn't realize Fox had Mass, and at 6:30, I think it was, came on.
I had to go shopping at the mall, which is the first time I've done that in a long time, and my how malls have changed in some ways, but still the same in a lot of others. And then
did you go by Victoria's Secrets or something?
I did not go into Victoria's Secrets. You can't go into Victoria's Secret as a guy without feeling creepy. Even if you're not, for a total normal reason.
And
they sell normal stuff in there.
I never felt creepy when I went in there.
And that explains a whole lot, quite frankly.
I remember I went in there, it's been years ago, by myself to pick up some perfume that was upon request. And I didn't feel the least bit creeped.
Yeah, I just always, I'm like, man, because I just feel like all the girls are looking at like, what are you doing in here? Like, I'm waiting on my wife. And then, you know what? Sunday was just get a lot of work done around the house, get ready for this week. You know, busy week. We're just slap busy over at Quality Fence. Go to fence.net.
Any yard work done? Any, some weeds that are creeping up on you or any last minute leaves you need to get up?
I don't do any yard work, but I did get a lot of work done this weekend. So a lot of stuff in the house. I got a guy for outside.
Yeah. So you didn't play any golf?
Did not play golf.
Man,
it would have Sunday.
I was going to say, that's golf
Sunday
weather.
Sunday would have been the day.
you know, you live in that fancy gated community, you could have just walked right down the street with those clubs, and man, it would have been beautiful golf weather.
Yeah, oh, it was gorgeous, and the course didn't look as busy as I thought, but I'm just in a season of life that I don't have a lot of downtime.
Now, I know it depends on where you go, but it's been probably 15, 20 years since I've paid for a round of golf. Been in some golf tournaments, but, you know, it's all charity stuff, so you don't really know what the true cost is. What's the average golf game costing these days?
I think the guest rate at Winstone, if you go play with a member, is $75.
Okay.
It is very common to be, I think Ottawa Club is closer to $100.
What if you went to Knob North or Mox? Is Mox and Bend still going?
Mox and Bend, you're still going to play anywhere from in between $50 to $100. I don't think you'll get anywhere less than $50. And then, and for the round slash, you're going to get a cart, right? So part of that is your cart fee.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I think that's about what it costs. And then some of the other ones, like Council Fire and some of those, I don't really know what their guest fee. I'm not cool enough to get to go to some of those.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Yeah. If you see me play, you get it.
But yeah, I was just wondering the other day. I was riding through Council Fire, and I noticed there was quite a few people out there playing. And
gorgeous right now. The weather is perfect. And it's finally, you know, we're finally getting past that everybody's been cooped up inside, so you're just looking for a reason to get out. And so, yeah, now's the time.
You know, this Saturday's when the time changes.
Thank goodness.
You're going to lose an hour.
That's when golf season really kicks in, because you don't have to be off the course by 6.
Yeah. I always look forward to the time changing. And then I sort of dread it when it changes back in the fall.
I look forward to it a lot more. When Evelyn was real little, my daughter Evelyn, I didn't like the time change as much, because it is so weird to try to tell your kid they have to go to bed when it's that light outside.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, it's 7:30. You have to go to bed. What? Growing up in Oklahoma in Central Time, and I still, in my mind, Central Time makes the most sense. Like, good TV shows should come on at 7. You should be able to watch Monday Night Football and it be over before midnight, right? Eastern Time always throws me off. But the fact that it's 9 o'clock and you can walk outside and see perfectly fine, that's weird to me.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, you opened up the show making comment about the fact that Tyler Reddick got 3 in a row, or almost needed to repeat last week's show after he got the win. Never happened before in NASCAR history. I'm sure many of our listeners are aware of that by now. Since 1949, when NASCAR began, I believe is the year. It is really cool to see Michael Jordan at the track, and it's really cool to see the media coverage that NASCAR is getting for Michael Jordan. I truly believe he has and is continuing to raise the stock value of the sport. I've got friends that don't ever pay attention to NASCAR. Now they're starting to pay attention to NASCAR, and he's the reason they're paying attention to it. And I was thinking about this a little bit earlier. Had this lawsuit not gone the way that it went, and it went completely opposite, there was a high probability that 2311 wouldn't even exist in the sport of NASCAR anymore.
Cease to be. Absolutely.
Yeah. And this season could look completely different. There would be no 2311. There would be no 3 wins of Tyler Reddick. We wouldn't have what we've had so far. And I think the entire NASCAR nation needs to be thankful that the lawsuit went the way that it did, that 2311 is not only coming out of the gate strong, man, they are showing domination. And to see Michael Jordan in victory lane, to see him being interviewed by Fox, wasn't it you that told me that pretty much in the recent past history that Michael Jordan has stayed away from interviews?
Yeah, he doesn't. I mean, when NBC got the NBA contract, or I think it was NBC last year, they announced a partnership with Michael Jordan for $27 million to be a part of the NBC broadcast. But all it was, Sean, was 1 3-hour interview cut up into a bunch of segments that they would play during the season. $27 million for that.
Like, did he do that?
Yes, he did. But he is notorious for he does not really get involved. He does not comment. He is away from that. But yet over here at NASCAR, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's happy to talk about how the team's going. I've heard it talked about more. NASCAR talked about more in the last couple of weeks on places that you never hear it talked about. And it's so funny because Tyler Reddick is winning these races. Okay. He's in the 45 car. He's out there getting to victory lane. But all the talks about Michael Jordan and his race team and his race car driver, it just goes to show you what a figurehead he really is and how big he is. Yes, eyeballs that have never cared about NASCAR are now taking an interest in, wow, Jordan's over there killing it, which it can only be good for NASCAR.
Wouldn't you think that he is probably the biggest and best thing to happen to the sport in a while, as far as the popularity and the publicity and the notoriety that the sport is getting, and it's getting the attention and eyeballs of people that normally it never would?
Yeah, I definitely, and it's been a bit delayed because even when he got into NASCAR, you didn't see him that much, but I think with the lawsuit and with this now, it reminds me of when Danica came over. I mean, people forget that was a big deal. Mm-hmm. Danica was a big deal for a while before she kind of became a Looney Tune. This seems to have staying power. The one thing Danica never had was success to back up what she was doing and all the you know, fervor she brought. This seems to, like, it's going to be here. And yeah. Now, I mean, that's the other thing. Jordan's now several years into this, and he's starting to see the fruits of his labor. I don't know why it would stop now.
Well, you bring up a good point that we didn't see this when Jordan first came into the sport. We saw where Jordan was being talked about, and his fan base was acknowledging that he was a team owner in NASCAR. But I think the vast majority of the sports fan base, especially that are fans of Michael Jordan and just the sports world in general, didn't really take Michael Jordan as somebody that was seriously in NASCAR. I think they were looking at him more in the vision or the view, okay, Michael Jordan's a part of NASCAR, but Michael's got a lot of money. He's an investor.
It's a novelty, yeah.
It's something that he's kind of having a little bit of fun with, but he is a partner with one or two other people, primarily Denny Hamlin. But now, after we went through the lawsuit, because the lawsuit certainly got the attention of a lot of people that normally didn't pay attention to the sport, and he is the main guy. And then when he comes out and did as well as he did, and then to start the season winning the biggest race of the year, and then now three in a row, they're not done yet. So it's going to be interesting to see where this continues to go and how this brings rising attention to the sport of NASCAR. And I think another thing that I've sort of recognized a little bit is Jamie Little, the pit reporter for NASCAR on Fox, she seems like she's built a little bit of a rapport with Michael. And I think Michael likes her. And I think he probably trusts her that she's not going to throw questions at him that he's not going to feel comfortable answering. So I think that's been a benefit to why he is also being open and more willing to be interviewed by the media.
Yeah, NASCAR media has never been a gotcha kind of media. They're not looking for the scoop. They're not trying to find out, you know, who you hooked up with at the trailer last. Like that's not, that is not. It is, hey, tell us about your race. We're so happy you're here. Name some sponsors. I mean, a little bit of a softball, right? But yeah, to me, that's a good thing when all you care about is the sport, which I think more and more people are like, I just want to know about the sport. I don't care what dude does in his private time. We get plenty of that now. And so, yeah, he's probably like, oh, and everybody knows the NASCAR media and the NASCAR drivers. It's all one big family. It's a traveling circus that goes around the country for 36 weeks. It happens to have a race breakout. He's probably just like, yeah, like, oh, I can just sit here and actually say stuff without having to be so measured in what I say. No one's going to break down on talk radio about, I said it this way instead of that way. And does that mean we're really going to trade this guy, or that I'm unhappy with this, or that this coach? You don't have to worry about all that. He's like, man, this is exciting. We got a great team. We're going to keep doing good. And I think that probably is a refreshing look from being in a media that for a long time, Sean, does anybody remember when Michael Jordan decided to go play baseball? I mean, it was like a nonstop story for a year. And then he came back. And, you know, and after one of his championships, his dad died. And that, like, he was so heavily covered for so many years. No wonder he doesn't want a part of that. And yeah. Then he shows up to NASCAR, and we're just like, dude, we're happy you're here. Oh, my gosh, your car's going well. Hey, thanks for helping fix our sport with the lawsuit. And, oh, wow, you're racing really good. I think it probably is refreshing.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this, I think, on the last show, about we need some Jordan apparel in NASCAR. And we need it more now than ever. I can't believe that Nike and the Jordan brand, as well as NASCAR, hasn't came together and came out with an apparel shoe line, because it would really do well. And I think that you would find people that have not even paid attention to NASCAR to start buying those products and start displaying and showcasing NASCAR. It's a great business opportunity. Wouldn't you agree?
Then hop in, Sean. Make a call. Hey,
I need to see what I can
Listen,
do.
You got.
Give me 1% of being an investor.
You've got plenty of money sitting on the sideline. Let's put it to work. What do you say?
All right. It is time for us to take a break. We got a lot to talk about this hour. We want to thank all of you out there for joining us today. We're here each and every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on Rock 103.7. If you happen to miss any portion of today's broadcast or any past episodes, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. As we come to you live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio, we got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead right after the break.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Love some fresh Mexican food? Do you like to eat healthy? I've got the place for you. Check out Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill. They offer tacos, healthy bowls, burritos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. They're located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Chattanooga, right behind the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place. If you're a student and need a job while in school, Dos Bros is now hiring and offering a sign-on bonus. See store for details.
Hey, Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the things NASCAR. And really, getting you up to speed on how Tyler Reddick's doing ought to be the name of the show. Three races, three wins. That's pretty good. It's also never been done before. You know, Sean, you're going to have to get on that computer of yours and find out when the last time someone won three races in a row was. Because I can remember Jimmy Johnson winning four in a row in the Chase one year. And that's, to me, that's one of the greatest feats that never gets talked about.
You know, that hasn't Jeff even Gordon crossed my mind today.
It's probably 09 or, you know, 10, whatever. But Jeff Gordon would have had another championship that year if Jimmy just didn't decide to rip off four in a row in the playoffs. That is insane. But so far, we've been to Daytona, Tyler Reddick. Echo Park Speedway, a.k.a. Atlanta, Tyler Reddick. And then the Circuit of Americas went road course racing, which is normally a special of Shane Van Gisenberg. He finished second. And so Tyler Reddick got that win. Next is Phoenix Raceway. This Sunday, March 8th, we head to Phoenix Raceway for the Straight Talk Wireless 500. 312 laps. Will the good times continue to roll for good old Tyler Reddick? We'll have to find out.
You know, one thing several things we need to add to the fact that Tyler Reddick won yesterday. Number one, he was on the pole. So he started number one. The race was a 95-lap race. He led 58 laps. And also, too, we got to give Toyota their credit. Toyota getting three wins here at the start of the season. We saw last year where Shane Van Gisbergen was the guy to beat on the road course. I mean, it was like no competition. But I was really shocked and blown away. I did not count on Tyler Reddick being able to win yesterday. I didn't count on him to be able to beat out SVG. But SVG gave it all he had. And Tyler was just bad fast.
Well, and Tyler said, I could not let him get near me because if he got near me, he would pass me.
Yeah.
And so, even though he finished second, which, listen, there's 40 other drivers that would have liked to have done that.
Because, you know, last year
it shows the respect is there.
Well, after seeing the way SVG ran last year, I think most of the NASCAR nation was looking at, okay, we're going to go into another season and nobody's even going to be able to touch SVG. However, Tyler Reddick proved that he could beat him, and it wasn't as close as everybody thought it was going to be.
Sean, I know I give you a hard time for being 10 years older than me, but how do you think that memory's doing?
10 years older than you, how my memory is doing?
Yeah.
It depends on what it is.
Oh, NASCAR. I mean, we talk about it all the time.
Because
I'm going to tell you right now, I feel kind of stupid, but
I struggle. I do not do well at all in remembering drivers winning what races.
So,
if that's where you're going with it.
In 2025, which I can, if I remember correctly, is last year, Christopher Bell won three in a row. Atlanta, Circuit of Americas, and Phoenix. So basically, just almost the same three that just happened here. So literally that happened last year. Before that, Kyle Larson in 2021, Kyle Larson did it twice in 2021.
There's a lot of things about the sport of NASCAR that sticks out on my mind that can go years or decades back. But when it comes to trying to remember what driver won what race, I do horrible at remembering.
So, you know, we just never had three coming out of the gate, but plenty of times there's been three. Keselowski in 18, Kyle Busch in 18, Kevin Harvick in 18, Logano in 15th, Kyle Busch in 15th, then Jimmy Johnson, four wins in 2007, and then it keeps going. Jimmy's done it. Yeah, Jimmy's done it a couple times. Old Jeffy did it a few times. Jeffy did it a lot. Rusty Wallace, man, this picture of Rusty back in 94. It's so crazy that these big hats with ropes have come back. Because you look at them now and you're like, what an old photo. Now that's cool again.
Well, and we hadn't even been racing at the Circuit of Americas for that many years.
Dando Mark Martin won four in a row in 93. You remember that?
Doesn't surprise me.
Awesome Bill did it in 92.
You mentioned Christopher Bell just
Handsome
a moment ago.
Handsome Harry Gant, 91.
Christopher Bell came in third.
CB.
Christopher Bell has turned himself into a driver that's got a strong reputation on road courses. Let's dive into the results of the race at COTA yesterday, the Duramax Texas Grand Prix powered by Reladyne. Tyler Reddick, third win in a row. I don't know how else to say it. 11th victory in 221 cup races. Not only is this his third win of the year and third top 10 finish, he made NASCAR history. Three race wins starting of the season. Shane Van Gisbergen came in second, posted his second top 10 finish in three races at the Circuits of Americas. It is his second top 10 in 2026. You know, SVG, he's just a cool dude. He's got a good attitude. I think he's very well-liked and very popular around the garage area. He's kind of the guy that I think you could identify. If you can't get along with SVG, then you're the one that's got the
then
problem.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
The opposite of a Josevar, is that what you're saying? Or Kyle Busch?
Yeah, I'd say so. Christopher Bell came in third. He posted his fourth top 10 finish in six races. Then we move on to fourth spot, Ty Gibbs.
Ooh, a lot of Ty Gibbs talk.
JGR driver driving a Toyota came in fourth spot, started ninth. Michael McDowell driving for Spire Motorsports came in fifth. Great day for Spire.
Spire is getting legit.
We're going to talk about Spires here in just a moment. But Michael came in fifth. Michael's another one of those guys that's very well liked around the garage area. And if you can't get along with Michael, then you're the one that must have a problem.
Something wrong with you, yeah.
Kyle Larson came in sixth spot. If you've noticed, Hendrick Motorsports not necessarily been on top of their game so far this season. In seventh spot, we got Chase Elliott. Eighth, Ryan Blaney. Ninth, A.J. Allmendinger. A.J., his cool suit quit working, and they had to carry him off for some medical attention after the race. Denny Hamlin came in 10th.
Bubba Wallace, probably wondering why his teammates so much faster than him. 11th, Kyle Busch 12th. William Byron, 13th. Logano, 15th. Down the list a little bit. Austin Dillon, 19th. Keselowski finishing in 20th. Josh Berry, 26th. Josevar, don't think he wrecked anybody yesterday in 31st. Austin Cindric, 32nd. Ross Chastain, not a good run for him in 35th. Alex Bowman, 36th. Had a sub-driver. And then Chase Briscoe rounding out the top, well, there's only 37 drivers. He finished 37th.
There were, let's see here, there were 14 lead changes among nine drivers and three caution flags for 10 laps. I want to talk about Spire Motorsports for just a moment. You know, the teams that we basically talk about on a regular basis are the Gibbs, the Penske's, the Hendricks, and so on. Spires is a race team that's been one of those teams that has been a small organization, but they've continued to grow. They've continued to do well. And they've not been around that many years. Spire Motorsports is located in Mooresville, North Carolina. The team was founded by Jeff Dickerson in 2018. They started off running in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Today, they still compete in the Truck Series, as well as they got expanded into a three-car team in the Cup Series. They're co-owned still by Jeff Dickerson with Spires Holdings, and a Dan Tauris with TWG Motorsports. This year, they are fielding the number 7 of Daniel Suarez, the number 71 of Michael McDowell, and the Carson Hocevar. I'm not sure what number he is, but he's also in a Chevrolet. This team has continued to grow. They've continued to get better. They're the ones that had just hired the former director of competition from Joe Gibbs Racing, Chris Gabehart. So this is a team that I think is going to be around a long time, especially with the fact that they've just given Carson Hocevar something like a 10-year contract. I've never heard of anybody doing that, especially
Jeff
that young
and without his the results that you'd quite want to see.
Yeah, so a multi-year contract that they've given him so far. But this is a team that kind of reminds me a little bit about of Trackhouse Racing. Trackhouse Racing had more immediate success, but Spires is one of those teams that's continuing to improve, and I think they're going to do well in the future.
Yes, and of course that lawsuit with Joe Gibbs Racing still ongoing. Read some things about that this weekend. We can talk about later in the show, Sean, but it kind of shed a little bit different perspective on things. Maybe, you know, all is not hunky-dory behind the scenes at Joe Gibbs Racing, but who knows?
Yeah, there was some there was a judgment that was made today from the court that we'll also talk about that here in just a little bit, but the moral of the story from yesterday's race was the fact that Tyler Reddick made NASCAR history.
Yep.
3 in a row.
Just keep on a rocking.
When do you think this is going to stop?
Well, I would say that he's not going to do 4 because that doesn't happen very often. And it doesn't. It hadn't happened since Jimmy Johnson back in 07. However, Christopher Bell won race 2, 3, and 4. Tyler Reddick won race 1, which you could argue is the most difficult because it's such a crapshoot. But if you've got a good car at 2 and 3, there's mm-hmm. a good chance you're gonna have a good car at 4. This may continue, Sean. We may have 4 out of the gate.
And it's always nice to be with an organization that your resources are endless because they've got somebody to put the money behind to do whatever it takes to give them the equipment to make horsepower and end up in victory lane. And that simply is all that together is what it takes to win in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Absolutely. And you know what? A little momentum doesn't help either. You can say that NASCAR is not a sport for momentum. You know, it has so much to do with the car. And that's yes, all that's true. But when you get used to winning, it doesn't matter the sport, doesn't matter the profession. If you get used to winning, you get used to performing, that kind of stuff seems to carry over. So we'll see. Maybe they are on an all-time heater to start the 2026 season.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into the driver standings of the NASCAR Cup Series. We'll share with you how far out Tyler Reddick is. He's got a pretty big points jump right now.
He could take him a week off, maybe 2.
I think he could probably take 2 weeks off as well as it's looking in the driver standings right now. We'll get into that. Also, we'll talk a little bit more about the lawsuit between Chris Gabehart and Joe Gibbs Racing, as well as some other news in the world of NASCAR. We got all that coming up straight ahead. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find it by tomorrow morning at our website. Just go to racingtalkradio.com, or you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. As we come to you live from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. More straight ahead for KCOR. I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us. Every moment
I'm awake, it's a fight that you could never know. Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location. Search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr. Each and every week we show up at 6 o'clock to get you caught up on all the news around NASCAR. Really, all we've got to say is Tyler Reddick is really good and continues to win races. Three races up, three races down. He's batting 100. Sean, did you know he's on pace to win 36 races this year? That's how good Tyler Reddick's season is so far. Will the streak continue coming up this Sunday? Find out. Tune in to the Straight Talk Wireless 500 from Phoenix Raceway.
And in my mind, it's just crazy because he didn't do well at all last year. And it was a number of different things that was going on in his world. But he was winless.
Every year, some team comes out of the gate strong and either fades or is there going to be there all year. You get the feeling these guys are probably going to be there all year. He's going to be in the playoffs no matter what. I know it's not a definite win and get in, but we're going to get to points in a little bit. When you've got three wins and this kind of head start, you can be all right.
Well, you talk about momentum. We talk about momentum at times. I was really expecting in my mind Denny Hamlin to be the showcase driver for the Toyotas.
Yeah, Denny's probably like
coming out in 2026.
Hey, MJ, won't you send some of that setup info my way? I'd like to get into Victory Circle.
I truly did. I didn't think that Denny Hamlin would be. I thought he would be the guy that we would really be talking about, and here he's not even in the top 20 right now in the standings.
Oh, Denny.
However, Denny had a decent finish. He made it into the top 10 yesterday. Another driver that I didn't expect to be doing as well as he's doing has been Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace has had a good season so
23.
Far.
I'm telling you, the old Jordan's hit on something.
That organization is gelling.
Made NASCAR well. Back down. And let's not forget, lost in all this, as the, you know, these new cars come out and some of the behind-the-scenes stuff on basically where you get your parts and all that, NASCAR is becoming more and more unified, I guess would be a way to say it, as far as or standardized. You're putting more on drivers and setups than you are on research and development, I guess, or trying to bring the cost down. So they're making, you know, a lot of the cars the same, kind of the ARCA theory, but not really. But the point is, it's to, you know, this new car, it's to save money. So hopefully putting more back on the drivers. And so we're seeing not just who's got the most money and who's got the biggest team and who's got, you know, more dollars to throw at it, but who are some of the more talented drivers? And maybe that's what we're seeing.
Well, even if that is the reality of it, Tyler Reddick is not the driver that would come to my mind.
Oh, no.
The season is, okay, this is a guy that's got a ton of talent, and he's going to be the guy that's really going to showcase NASCAR for the season.
Yeah. Every year, someone surprises. And listen, Denny, on the other side of this, every year there's some guy a good year before that, and then just kind of comes out and doesn't do as good. Denny's got the I should have been a champion hangover. You know, is this the year that he's lost a little focus? It happens every year.
You know, I started this show because my involvement in the sport of NASCAR 25 years ago. So I've always been that NASCAR fan, that NASCAR guy that looks at things from the business perspective first, and then competition next. It's just the way I've been wired ever since I, you know, got into it decades ago. And I'm more excited about the fact of what this is going to do and what this is showing and the dividends that are coming from the success that Tyler has had because of who owns his race team, Michael Jordan, as we talked at the beginning of the show. To me, that's what's got me excited. I'm not that all pumped. I'm not necessarily a big fan of any specific driver. And I've never really been that crazy about Tyler Reddick. I didn't think that he necessarily handled things well when he left RCR. So that kind of put a little negative point in my mind when he left RCR, and I didn't think he handled it, you know, the very best. But what's got me pumped is the simple fact of what this means to the sport, what this means for the future of the popularity of the sport. That's what's got me going.
And just so you know, I did check the 23XI official store. If you try to go get some gear, it just takes you to the Fanatic site. And so, yeah, there's no Jumpman. There's no Jordan Nike tie-in. You're right.
I looked at that before the Daytona 500, and I discovered that same thing. But, man, they're missing a business opportunity there. They need to think about that. All right, let's get into the driver's standings after the race there in Texas. Tyler Reddick, no questions, leading things by a wide margin. 70 points ahead of his teammate, Bubba Wallace. That's another thing. Who would have thought Bubba Wallace had been second in the standings after the first three races?
The most quiet second place in the standings ever.
Right behind him is Hendrick driver Chase Elliott, 72 points behind the leader. Fourth spot, Ryan Blaney, 86 points behind the leader. And then SVG, Shane Van Gisbergen, is in fifth, 96 points behind.
Yeah, everybody's certain.
Do you remember
racing
a time
for
where
second right now?
Do you ever remember a time where the points from the leader on back is been that far apart. It's been a while.
Not this early.
Especially not this early.
But it's never happened. I mean, we've had times before where it was, you know.
It's been a while since we've seen this kind of spread.
Oh, gosh. Harvick, the year that he won like 8 or 9 races, he had a pretty good. He had the regular season title wrapped up pretty good. Joey Logano in 6th, Suarez 7th, AJ Allmendinger 8th, Michael McDowell 9th, Jose Sivar in 10th, followed by Buescher, Keselowski, William Byron, Zane Smith, Kyle Larson, and Ryan Preece. Ty Gibbs right outside the top 16. Chastain as well. Kyle Busch 22nd. Denny Hamlin 23rd. Bunch of old guys in the back. Christopher Bell 24th. Let's see. Alex Bowman 36th. Yeah, it's just, listen, some of these teams have to get on now.
See, these are the names that surprise me. Kyle Larson 15th. Denny Hamlin 23rd. It's not so much a big surprise that Kyle Busch is 22nd. Christopher Bell 24th. These are all drivers that are typically in the top 10, especially after the first 3 races of the season. And to see those guys back at the back of the field, I mean, Denny Hamlin is 126 points behind Tyler Reddick.
Listen, Denny had to go to court a lot during the offseason. He's, you know, like I said, what is that, the Super Bowl hangover that I don't know how many years it's been, but if the team that loses the Super Bowl doesn't make it back to the playoffs the next year, and which doesn't make sense because, you know, you have a whole lot of time to recover, but the teams just never come back and perform that well. You know, maybe Denny has got a little bit of that. Like, he was so close to his finally winning the championship. The only feather left in his cap.
After seeing how well he got through the lawsuit and how he presented himself in court, I don't think the lawsuit was bringing him that much stress. I think where the stress was on Denny was in his personal life.
Well, yeah, and now, and especially with his family. All of that, yes, that is...
If you're going to put any responsibility on where things could be affecting Denny and where things has, I think it's all been what he's been dealing with his mom and dad, and then the loss of his dad. And he's been through a lot.
It can take a lot out of you doing you know, that kind of stuff.
And especially the relationship he had with his dad, or the relationship he has with both of his parents. But his dad, what, got a first and second mortgage just to keep his racing going when he was first getting started? I mean, the sacrifice that his parents made for him to put him where he is today, and the closeness and the bond he had with his dad. And then he wanted so much to get that championship win, and he knew his father was ill and didn't have a long time to live. And then his illness and his health is not what ended up killing him. It was the fact he was in a fire. So
yeah, and
just,
in some,
it's just a tough situation.
In some level, for Denny, winning a championship, let's say he wins one this year, it's not going to be the same. He's always going to think, I wish I'd have won it for my dad. So he's got a lot going on. And listen,
and he may never get that close again.
We're 3 races in. There is still tons of time to get back on the right side of things. There is so much racing to go out there. But this is kind of the point where you start going, hey, what is it? 2 is a coincidence, 3 is a trend or whatever. Are we just running in some bad luck, or are we trending in the wrong direction? Not quite time to lose sleep, but certainly need to. Your ears ought to be perked.
Well, it's like yesterday when Michael Jordan was being interviewed by Jamie Little of NASCAR on Fox. One of the quotes that Michael made that sticks out in my mind is he said, well, it's now time for a change. And it is time for a change in NASCAR. We're not seeing Hendrick Motorsports, the one that's in the top headlines of the sport right now. We're not seeing Penske. We're not seeing Joe Gibbs Racing. We're seeing 2311. That's what's in the headlines right now. And Michael Jordan, the sport's getting notoriety that it's not been able to get in the past. And let's keep on getting it while it's lasting.
Yeah. Strike while the iron's hot. Let's see if Tyler Reddick and 23XI can keep this ball rolling.
All right. We come back. We'll get into a little bit of news in the world of NASCAR and talk about where we're headed next week. We're headed back to the West Coast. We got that and more straight ahead as we are here each and every Monday at 6, keeping you up to date with all things NASCAR. You can find us online at racingtalkradio.com. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Hard to move mountains when you're paralyzed, but you gotta try.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey Chattanooga, this is Sean Whitfield. We're celebrating 8 years of Vital Health Radio on 98.1 The Lake and Vital Health Radio Download. In recognizing our celebration, I'm pleased to announce that we are now presented by Nutrition World. Nutrition World carries a full line of health and wellness products to meet all your health needs. For more information about Nutrition World, find them online at nutritionw.com. Ed Jones, the owner of Nutrition World, and Clint Powell continue to bring you the latest news and information each week from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. It is our goal to assist in keeping you healthy. If you ever miss an episode of Vital Health Radio, go to your favorite podcast platform and simply search Vital Health Radio Download. Click on the subscribe or follow button for all future podcasts. Also, share it with a friend. For more information about Vital Health Radio, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com. Vital Health Radio, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Ready to step into your new home in Ramsgate? I have a rare opportunity for you to move to a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home at nearly 3,000 square feet. You'll love the beautiful hardwood floors, the master on Main, soaring cathedral ceiling, and much more. This Hickson home is move-in ready. See it online at homechattanooga.com. That's at homechattanooga.com. 888-893-3537.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr, that's me. We come at you each and every Monday. Well, we just like to get you up to speed on all the NASCAR. And right now, we just like to tell you how good Tyler Reddick is. More importantly, who his team owner is. It's Michael Jordan. Maybe you've heard of him. certainly making the rounds in all the media, talking about just how good 23-11 and Michael Jordan's race team is doing. Sean, only a few minutes left in the show. That's why I've waited this long to tell you something, because I know how you get when it comes to fitness. But I want you to know, in a couple weeks, I've signed up to do a Spartan race.
What?
I figured that was going to be your reaction. So my boss, one of my owners, John Owen, super in shape fitness dude, and he's buddies with your buddy over at Nutrition World. But he kind of challenged us earlier this year. I won't say challenge. He just, you know, good old peer pressure. Me and another guy at work, he's like, come on, we're doing a Spartan. So we got us signed up. And here's the thing. Haven't trained a whole lot for it.
I'm sitting here thinking, how in the world and what were you thinking when you agreed to this?
Started the year off really good. Got started working out, lifting weights a couple weeks.
Why have you been keeping this a secret?
Because I know you are so judgy when it comes to exercise. You're the worst. So then I don't, if you remember when I threw my back out, like that really slowed down my progress. Then I got sick, and any kind of exercise made it to where I would cough so much it hurt. And but I've been back on it, been running quite a bit, trying, because I'm not worried about doing the obstacles and stuff.
I was going to say, you need to be doing a lot more running.
Obstacles, that's no big deal. I can handle all that. But just trying to get my legs back under me, and it's going pretty good.
I've been getting the Spartan ads in my Facebook feed, yeah, like nonstop.
Yeah.
When's that? That's coming up in the month of March, isn't it?
2 weeks, yeah. Not this weekend, but the following.
Wow. I cannot believe you're doing it.
See? I knew that would be your reaction.
I'm glad that they got plenty of EMS workers.
See,
there.
Exactly. So my wife is also a negative Nelly like you. She she doesn't think I should do it. She thinks I'm going to drop dead, right? Because we're at the age that that can happen. My gosh.
So, I mean, sorry, go ahead.
So she sends me out of nowhere. Like, she loves sending these internet articles, but she just sends me, should you run a triathlon if you haven't been preparing? And it was like, no, because you could have heart issues. You could do this. And I'm like, first of all, that's not a triathlon. Like, Spartans are.
Yeah. For those listeners out there that don't know what we're talking about, tell them what
Spartan is. Race is basically, it's like a 5K, maybe a little bit longer, but there's a bunch of different obstacles, kind of like a ninja.
It's kind of like going to a boot camp.
Yeah. Ninja War Hero or whatever, that's on TV. You know, and a lot of times it's just so everybody can get muddy and put pictures on their Instagram. But anyway, so
I'm interested to see if that's the way you're going to see it come Monday. If it was just a way for you to get some muddy pictures.
I sent her health benefits of Sessie Times. And is that heart healthy? And of Sexy Times.
Oh.
And it went about like you thought it would think. But anyway.
I can't believe you've been holding out on me this long.
Yeah, because you would be shame. You would ask me.
Oh, man, I got 2 weeks of shame.
You would ask me about it every week.
Well, get
and
ready.
Then you would immediately go, well, I don't know, man. I don't like, there will be nothing positive that comes out of your mouth. You will only make fun.
I might have to go to Atlanta just to watch.
Come
this.
On, man. We're going to have a good time.
Except I would be a spectator. You already registered?
Oh, yeah. Signed up. Ready to go.
So you haven't done any practicing on any of these type obstacles, have you?
Well, I mean,
for the obstacle course,
there's not really a way to practice those. I mean, you've got, you know, pull-ups, I guess, but it's just obstacles. It's nothing I haven't done before. I've done things similar back when I was in better shape. The big thing is making sure you're strong enough to like pull yourself up and stuff, which I still am. And then having the, really just having your lungs. And I had all the best of intentions to start the year and then just got wiped out for about a month, and now I'm back.
Heck, I won't have to find somebody to help fill in for you that Monday. You'll be dead in the bed.
Maybe.
Golly.
Maybe.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you gave me 2 weeks to wear you out about
it. I was going to wait until next Monday and just spring it on you, But I figured I'd at least give you a week to try to get into my head, but it's not going to work.
We just got a couple minutes left. A federal judge ruled Monday that former Joe Gibbs Racing Competition Director Chris Gabehart can continue to work for Spire Motorsports, but not in the role he performed with his old NASCAR team.
So what I've been reading behind the scenes is there is a ton of shocker nepotism that goes on at Joe Gibbs Racing. And that that was one of the reasons that Kyle Busch was sort of shown the door, is because they wanted to open it up for Ty Gibbs and some of the other guys. They told Kyle he could stick around if he found sponsorship. Well, the minute Kyle leaves and went to RCR, they were able to find sponsorship for Ty. And apparently, there was some really side-eyed comment made by Kyle Busch about the whole thing. He's kind of like, yeah, you can read between the lines.
That, well, it's
all a little
Kyle
little
was asked by one of the media outlets over the weekend, does it surprise you of what's going on with Chris Gabehart, and was he following? He said, no, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah.
Or something to that effect.
Yeah. So, it might not all be rosy behind closed doors over there.
The federal judge has set a date of March 16th for a full hearing regarding the Gabehart employment. NASCAR has just announced they are moving the Full Speed docuseries from Netflix to Prime Video, and this year's version is strictly focused on the 2026 Daytona 500. The series began back in January 2024 with a look back at the 2023 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs endeavor that NASCAR spent $5 million creating the documentary, as it was a big success for the sport. And this is going to be strictly on Prime Video, and it's all going to get cranked off here in just a few days.
Do you see where like all the practices and everything are now streaming on Amazon? So I think Amazon's,
yeah, that's been that way. Yeah. I know all of last year,
which so. That used to be a big deal to watch practice. Now I don't think anybody does, but it's Amazon, big deal.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. Man, I'm glad you informed us early, because man, we're going to keep up with, how you do in the Spartan race.
Well, I'm not going to win. I'm going for all the beer I'm drinking afterwards, but it ought to be a good time.
Isn't it a team deal, too?
Yeah, I think we got like 11 of us on our team. Huh. Me, a guy I work with. Well, Kevin Bloom's son, Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Tyler, and then probably 9 really in shape people.
I was going to say, will Quality Fence even be open that following Monday? Everybody's going to be trying to recover. One or two of you may still be in Atlanta at the hospital.
I have had a pretty healthy dose of what was I thinking? But you know what?
Man.
Listen, can't back down now.
All right. Well, we are headed to Phoenix this weekend. Should be an outstanding race. You'll be able to catch that race on FS1. It will get started coming up this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. That's a 3:30 p.m. Eastern start. All right, sir, any final words before we go today?
Nope. Have a great week. Let's do it again next Monday.
That's right. We'll be back here next Monday right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, with Racing Talk Radio as we continue 25 years of talking NASCAR. Don't forget, if you missed any portions of today's broadcast, you can find us at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and have a great week.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website, and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
From the Randy Boner Smith Studio, this is WRXR-FM Walden, Chattanooga. Rock 103.7.